As she traced the steps of Sergeant Chester Schultz to northern France, the conversation shifted as Nancy Hastings, her sister, Ann Stevenson, and the WNIN crew moved closer to where the battle raged on the outskirts of Sedan in early November 1918. The village of Chehery is where 1st Platoon of Company K, with Chester leading, could at last see the battle toward which they were marching. It's where, on a cold, wet morning, German troops began shooting at them.
So from here on, it would have been real. You know, it would have been, you know, the first fire actually on them, and this push to go. But from now on, they know there's Germans anywhere. So it would have been real.
It was just after 7 a.m. on November 7th, 1918. Nearby, in the relative safety of the walled cemetery at Chevauche, Company K paused to plan an attack on a German machine gun. The prospect was bleak.
The report from the 28th History says there was no artillery support and all resistance was overcome by sheer force of frontal attack. So it's just depending all on these guys with rifles in their hands. On the heights that now lay ahead, the Germans had prepared to make a desperate stand, for the loss of these hills meant the loss of Sedan.
As we stand here in the trees where the German machine guns were, was less than a mile away. They're down here at the cemetery looking up the bare ground toward those trees, and they're about to go right towards it.
Yes. I'm not sure I could have done it.
At the age of 26 years and 31 days, Sergeant Chester Schultz of Evansville and seven other Americans died on the hillside outside Chevauche. It was just after 8 a.m. The troops had been on the front line for less than an hour.
I think he died fairly quickly because of where he's buried. He didn't survive long enough to be taken back to a hospital at all, so I think it was a fairly quick death.
And it happened right here?
And it happened right here, yep.
Military accounts indicate the troops were pinned down all day and unable to advance. They were relieved on the evening of the 7th. For the survivors of 1st Platoon and Company K, the war was over. It was March of 1919 before official word came of Chester's death. To add insult to injury, the clerical error when Chester transferred to the 1st Division at Mussedan also meant that his name was left off a 1st Division monument at Wadlincourt, France, to the casualties of that battle. Nancy couldn't do anything about the ordeal her family suffered in 1918, but she decided to do something about the monument. She contacted 1st Infantry Division Memorial Association President Tom Orlowski to see if Chester's name could be added to the Wadlincourt monument. It prompted a historic discussion for the U.S. Army's premier infantry division.
No one else has asked us to add a name. So it was a very rare event. So they all said most definitely it should be done. And that's when I had to go look for somebody who could make them.
On the last day of our production in France, we met at the Wadlincourt Monument with caretaker Monsieur Claude Zanette to see if he would allow the plaque honoring Chester to be installed. Charlotte Leray translated his answer.
This guy has all the equipment in order actually to do it right now.
Right now, so
right
he can
now.
Go home again?
Yes. So
awesome.
He's taking
going
it.
After.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you will have it with you.
Get it done.
That's amazing.
It is.
Yay.
After nearly a century of waiting and months of work and negotiation, the plaque installation was delayed one more time, briefly, as Nancy Hastings asked to turn the last screws herself.
You all just want to see me work. This is cool. This is just cool. Who would think that I would get to install this plaque? Or help install it.
The plaque is an obvious addition and will no doubt prompt questions from future visitors. I asked Nancy what she would say to them.
I would tell them it's there to honor a forgotten soldier who should have been up there with his fellow Company K mates, and that even though he didn't make it there 100 years later, we still care enough that he gets the recognition he deserves.
Yeah.
That we never forget.
Nancy Hastings has a blog called Tracing Chester Schultz on WordPress and has put the experiences of her family into a book called A Tragedy of the Great War. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger. This has been Chester and Gertrude at War.